This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Last night, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee were still waiting for the revised answers they sought from Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers. Yesterday was a deadline. Last week, the committee informed Myers that she had until yesterday to provide more complete responses to the committee's background questionnaire. Her initial answers to many of the questions had been deemed unsatisfactory by the Republican-run panel. We're going now to NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner, who's been covering this story. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Having some trouble filling out the job application here.
Yeah, well, it's not clear whether the White House met the midnight deadline to send back Myers' revised answers. The Judiciary Committee, in any case, does not plan to release any of those answers to the public until today if they have been received. But, you know, I think the fact that those answers were not in the committee's hands before the close of business yesterday is one more indication of what's turned out to be really a struggling nomination. The White House was saying earlier in the day yesterday, well, they might send some of the answers back yesterday, they might send some of them back today, but I think that those revised answers are posing questions. Many of them had to do with the work that Myers was asked to do when she was at the White House and to explain further the constitutional issues she may have been involved in and how she'd go about dealing with those issues as a member of the court in determining when to recuse herself from such cases.
Well, once her answers are known, what if they are deemed unsatisfactory again?
Well, if they are, there probably won't be time for another revision since her confirmation hearings are due to start on November 7th. And those issues that the judiciary panel still may not feel satisfied with the answers that are sent back this time, will likely crop up as questions at those hearings.
Now when John Roberts had his hearings not too long ago, the new Chief Justice, some of those hearings focused on the question of his views on abortion and whether he would answer questions about that. Will that be the case with Myers as well?
Well, I think it's going to be a very different kind of hearing. There are going to be many questions about what's proven so far to be a fairly thin paper trail for Myers. Roberts, on the other hand, had reams, tens of thousands of pages of documents that the committee could look at. One thing I'm sure we'll be hearing more about in those hearings is a speech that Myers made 12 years ago in Dallas to a women's group, in which she said that when it comes to issues such as abortion and school prayer, it's better for the government to back off in deference to what she called self-determination, and that has some abortion opponents worried that she may not be in their camp. And Myers can also expect a series of questions about the treatment of foreign detainees by the U.S. military and the U.S. government in places such as Guantanamo Bay. The chairman of the judiciary panel, Arlen Specter, sent her a letter advising her to be prepared to answer questions about such as how long such detainees can be held and whether they have a right to due process, as the Supreme Court has found, or if, as the administration maintains, that the president really has the final say in that. There will be many questions of that nature.
Of course, we should underline there's a little bit of time yet before Myers even makes it to the hearings. Now, how much support does her nomination seem to have among senators?
Well, we haven't had a single senator come out and say he or she is voting for her. There are a couple Texas senators who are strongly for her and supportive, but many Republicans are extremely tepid or actually fairly negative about this nomination. Democrats are sort of holding back and letting them fight it out among themselves.
In a couple of seconds, anybody calling for the withdrawal of the nomination?
Not in the Senate. Nobody's calling for withdrawal, but there are outside groups that are calling for Myers' withdrawal, and they're groups on the right, especially on the religious right, and that has some senators somewhat concerned.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
We've been talking to NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner.